This is Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Sarah D'Elia. A general rule of thumb when viewing art in a gallery, look with your eyes, not your hands. But a new installation at Charlotte's Latin American Contemporary Art Projects encourages the opposite. It's up this Saturday at the gallery to help kick off festivities for the Mexican holiday Day of the Dead. And its subject matter, the place in between the living and the dead. So often we're told don't touch when it comes to viewing a piece of art, but the installation Within the Fold wants viewers to throw that notion out the window and not only touch, but mark on this piece of art.
I wanted to sense some sort of a human fingerprint, you know, a human print on the actual piece itself. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask participants and viewers and attendees to actually take a marker and create a pathway as they walk through, and so that you can see their actions, and then that represents their life passage.
That's Lee Baumgarten, an artist and educator who creates paintings and sculptures. He's the co-creator of this piece. The inspiration for the installation came from artist Rosalia Torres Weiner, an activist and painter whose work focuses on civil rights and her Mexican heritage. She knew she wanted to create a piece that explained her beliefs on where people go after they die. And she knew she'd need some help because she wanted to build something people could interact with.
I didn't know how to explain how I wanted people to experience the other side. Like my ancestors, they believe that after we die, we go to other dimensions.
She showed Baumgarten her concept by bunching up a piece of fabric which created folds within the material. And he immediately got what she was trying to convey. His Native American roots and philosophy on death blended well with Weiner's.
And the key to understanding it is that we're within the fold and we can't quite see each other and know each other the way we do here three-dimensionally. But we can still sense their presence because of actions that happen in those folds. And so I thought it was a beautiful thing, and my mom had taught me the same way.
So stay with me. The folds in the fabric represent different dimensions. The idea is that when we die, we go to a different dimension or fold, but we're all still on the same piece of fabric, feeling the tugs and pulls of people who have passed on. The installation that they came up with to explain that concept is simple at first glance. Baumgarten used 10 feet tall, quarter-inch steel rods to serve as poles that guide people through the pathway that represents the world between the living and the dead. They used a stretchy polyester material as the walls of the makeshift corridor.
It's a passage that has sort of an S-shaped path to it, and we want you to have that kind of a movement. We don't want it to be a straight line, so we're articulating the pathway just as the structure's built.
The winding path, about 20 feet long, has curves that lean out and in, almost like a body is pressing up against the fabric to take a closer look at the person walking through the path.
See, like this line right here? Like, I love it because it's almost like a person pushing, you know, back. And then you can just feel it with your hands and feel, oh, I feel you. You're there. Your presence. I love this. I love this part of the art installation.
The material of the walls are white, so light can easily pass through. But the fabric isn't translucent enough where you can tell who's actually on the other side. But you can sense them by the cast of their shadow or if they touch the fabric. The marks people make on the fabric as they walk through will leave a visual human fingerprint. But arguably, the more important creation left on the piece is the one you won't see. It's the quiet sound of fingers running across the polyester walls, bumping into the hands of others running their fingers across the fabric on the other side. Once you've made it through, a large boat-like vessel stands at the end of the path. Baumgarten created the sculpture out of intersecting and overlapping wires. It's open to interpretation what this vessel can represent. For Weiner, it harkens back to her Mexican roots.
I love the boat. You know, that's when he told me that he was going to build a boat. I said, this is perfect, because also my ancestors, they believe that in order to go to the world of the dead, mixed land, you have to travel. And that boat is going to take you to that place.
That other place for visitors in the gallery will be the rest of the exhibit, which is a celebration of the upcoming Mexican holiday, Day of the Dead. This other side will be filled with sweets, flowers, and altars created by artists for loved ones who have passed on, but live on within the folds.